Desolation Angel Radio with you on Wednesday, June 9th. It is fine to be here with you. It is a hot, sultry night in western New York. Just a real short show tonight, talking about what we have coming up out at the Heron Farm and Event Center this weekend. We've got a live music is back, folks. And for those of you who know and really get it, I spend my weekends out at the Heron Farm and Event Center, which is on Waits Corner Road. Out there, it's 2361 Waits Corner Road. The mailing address is Sherman. It's kind of halfway in between Sherman and Panama. Home for many years to the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. Live music is absolutely back. We are a campground. Amongst many other things, a campground, a music venue, an event center, a working farm. It's a community of very mindful people that are trying to bring something good to you. 99 campsites, several Airbnbs. We have a farm-to-table restaurant that serves food on Saturday nights, a farm store all the time. And so we're back 19 weeks this summer, 70 bands. And coming up this weekend, Ryan Montblow and the Bones of J.R. Jones on Saturday night. More specifically, on Friday night, we've got the Observers from right here in Buffalo. And then Saturday, four bands, Momo Joe, Maddie Walsh and the Blind Spots, their first appearance live and on stage post-pandemic out of Ithaca, and it will be at the Heron. The Bones of J.R. Jones, Ryan Montblow. And we've got some great ticket pricing. I'll talk to you about the Heron itself, how you can do that. There's Taste of Heron on Saturday night. There's all kinds of activities for the kids. But let's get into some of the music. I'm friends with Tyler Westcott, and I asked him to send me along some music for the Observers. And so he got a hold of Jeff Campese, who's part of the band, and they sent me some music. So let's get into what the Friday night show is going to be, which is the Observers, and I'll play two, three cuts from them and come back at you and talk about how you can get out there, how you can reserve a camp spot, and we'll talk about things like day passes, the important thing, pricing, just so you know. But let's hear from the Observers right off the bat and see where we go from there.
We'd live our lives with no regrets, but she changed her plans for eternity. I gave her that rock on an afternoon late spring, pedal-boat and birthday diamond ring. You said you found a man with a love to mend, but you loved the love you couldn't lend. You packed your bags and moved away from me. Only time will tell if what you've done will make my feelings change about giving. Play for you to take. Only time will tell if what you've done will make my feelings change. Display for you to take. I felt like I was king and you were queen. You took my heart and you ran with it for free. And I say I saw it coming from a mile away, but it doesn't make sense for planning our posterity. Well, you left and went to Minnesota, that snowy place near North Dakota. And I know when it would be without me. Now I know when it would be without me.
Mm-hmm. shining my back door someday. So I'm gonna shine in my back door someday. The March winds will blow all my troubles away. No, you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. No, you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby from rolling in your arms. I wish I was a headlight on a northbound train.
The Observers from right here in Buffalo, out at the Heron on Friday night. Little taste of it. I was talking about the Heron. If you want to know more about the Heron Farm and Event Center, there's a Facebook page, the Heron Farm and Event Center. All kinds of information. There's always information about what's happening every weekend. There is absolutely a web page, and that is the Heron, all one word, THEHERON.org. And there is where you can register through HipCamp, Airbnb, or Eventbrite for the weekends you want to be, a calendar, what the whole summer series is going to be, a description of what we do with Taste of Heron, which is a farm-to-table meal that is sold on Saturday nights. We also have some local breweries sponsoring. There's normally a beer tent and a beer window. The Heron is a farm. That's what it started out at. It is an organic farm. Raise 100% grass-fed red Devon beef, raise organic chicken, and shiitake mushrooms. The Mushroom Yard is actually quite a complex organization. But it's home to everything. And like I say, 19 weeks, 70 bands. So this upcoming weekend, you just heard the Observers for Friday night. What, you know, who, and the other part of it is who is the Heron? The Heron, the who of the Heron is Julie Rockcastle and her husband Steve. Julie, who has always been there and is one of the most wonderful human beings on the face of the planet. Seriously, just the most incredible, warm, loving, giving, generous, kind heart. And she's surrounded herself with an incredible staff. Steve is a great farmer, really dedicated to raising his beef and chickens organically and clean, and the land is just pristine. It's beautiful out there. But it's also about the other people there too, because you've got Ryan, who is the farmhand that works there all week long, and then also does a lot of site work around the campground and is the farmhand, helps to take care of the cows, the chickens, the farm equipment. His wife Janice, who does a lot of the sanitation for the campground itself and a lot of the support of it. You've got Paige and Jen down in HQ and registration. Paige takes care of most of the hip camp. Jen takes care of the Airbnb. Tammy has joined them now. And let me give you a hint too. I mean, even if you decide you want to do drop-in camping, while you're sitting there in line, following the traffic signals, by the way, we do have traffic signals for the cars. But while you're sitting there in line, Jen and Paige are going to have you fill out the hip camp anyhow. So you might as well go on ahead and think about doing that. And reserving your spot, because we've got 99 campsites, some primitive, some back in the woods, some out in the open. We've got pull-through sites for RVs and trailers with electric. We've got a very nice setup out there. If you're familiar with the Heron, you've got you know, people like Dominic, who does site work and does a lot of the parking and camp hosting. You've got Josh and Katie working there in the kitchen, especially doing the farm to table for Taste of Heron. Todd and Faith and Lori, who work so hard at programming and performer support. Yours truly, myself, I'm there making sure that you're safe and secure, that everybody there is safe and secure and getting through the night. And we have incredible volunteers. Quentin and Joanna, who are there all the time. Robert Browning, who is there all the time. Christy and Joe and Julie and Justin, who do a lot of the hosting, and they do what's called creation stations so that the kids have something to do all weekend long. As a matter of fact, I can tell you this weekend, they've got the schedule planned for the kids. Let me roll to it. So on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., Dominic is a great astronomer. Sometimes he'll do stargazing and he does bird watching. So that's going on. Joe is doing fishing, especially the kids love it, from 9 to 10. 11 to 12:30, suncatcher creation, scavenger hunts, s'mores making. That's all on Saturday. I talked about Jen Rains, and she does a yoga class every Sunday morning at 9:30 down by the main stage. I normally miss that because I'm up pretty late making sure y'all are safe and getting through the night. And so many other volunteers. Mike is always there. Now, when I talk about volunteers, let's talk about the pricing, because we've got great pricing this weekend. We've got really great pricing this weekend. If you go to theheron.org or the Facebook page, it will take you right to the ticketing for this weekend, because the pricing for this weekend has, right now we've got weekend passes, full weekend with camping, are now just $95. A Saturday day pass is $35. You can be there during the day Saturday, listen to all the bands, and leave by midnight and have a chance to get some food at Taste of Heron and listen to the four bands I'm going to play next. Friday day pass, hanging out there on Friday, that day pass is $25. And wait, you say, that's too much money. Well, we have incredible opportunities to volunteer. If you go to theheron.org webpage, and up at the top where it says support us, and there's a pull down menu that says volunteer, we need volunteers. We need you. 8 hours of work and you can listen to some music and camp. So could be cutting wood, could be doing sanitation, could be working with Dominic and parking, could be helping in the kitchen. You know, we need volunteers. And that 8 hours worth of work gets you a weekend. You know, could be doing recycling with Faith, could be doing a few things. So think about that, because that's a way to do that. Again, it's the Heron Farm and Event Center on Facebook, theheron.org. And if you go up to the top on that menu, support us and volunteer. And the Heron Farm and Event Center has the ticket pricing through where you can get tickets for the weekend. We love what we do there, and we want to see you there too. We want to see you there too. I'm excited. We made it through last summer, and now we're looking at, because everybody worked so hard over the winter to book people, book bands, and they're there, and we got you, and we're helping you out and trying to do the best we can with that, and get all of it through. But at the end of the day, it's about you. It's about the music. And it's about coming together as communities and as people and really trying to help out in that way. So we'll get back into the music. I'm going to give you a flavor for what's going to happen this weekend. The way the schedule works this weekend on Saturday, we've got, let's see, at 2:30 is when the music starts and kicks off with Mo Mojo. Maddie Walsh and the Blind Spots at 4:30. The Bones of J.R. Jones at 7 o'clock. And Ryan Montblow taking the stage at 9 o'clock. Kip Williams, Desolation Angel Radio. I hope to see you out at the Heron this weekend. A little flavor of the music that we've got here. So please listen in, and we'll see you. Find a way to get yourself out there, all right?
But I just can't make the call. The big storm come and wash away. Oh. We'll be right back. this ain't how I'm gonna go. If I'm leaving, this ain't how I'm gonna go. Cause I've been good, bigger plans, don't you know? Coming down from this tree, I ain't tall enough for me. Coming down from this tree, I ain't tall enough for me. I've been swinging from limbs since I was just 3 feet. And I've been swinging from limbs since I was just 3 feet. There ain't a tree around here big enough for me. Tumbling down, and I'll be waiting in the water when the world is tumbling down. I'll be singing when the rest of it lost the sound. Rest of lost the sound. I hope to find some peace, so I'm gonna be homeward bound. I pray to find some peace, I'm gonna be homeward bound.
So bad I thought I was king of the world, and I drank till daylight. I mean, I never stopped once until my hands finally fell, and I fought my daytime self with a mighty dose of hay. Look at nighttime me, and I never do win that battle, but I fought it over and over and over and over, it seems. I saw an old man smiling on a park bench feeding the pigeons, and my head was spinning. And as my young body ached, I wished for an old man's vision. And I watched the way he moved, slow, serene, and lucky to be alive. thought to myself, I'm never gonna make it that far. Too many more nights like last night. And I'd rather be 75 and sunny than acting like I'm 17 and freezing again. I'd rather be up early in the morning than up late at night again, erasing memories of where I've been. Or to be through at 52 someday, stone-faced and bleary-eyed. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment's growing bigger by and by. And I got a best friend. She don't drink or smoke like I've been known to. And she's got religion. And she's a one-woman dynamo and lights up every room she goes to. She says the light that's there won't go nowhere, no way. She don't spend every second smiling, but she's learning something exciting every day. She'd rather be 75 and sunny 29 with a chance of showers all the time. She'd rather be old as dirt than new as any $9 bottle of wine. Or to be 40, 35, mama stone with her back to the wind. You better believe she's living for the moment, but her moment is the whole damn thing. See these spin kids, double wide-eyed, rolling and rolling and tumbling. And they're roaming in inches, taking the high dive approach and screaming towards the water. Their hearts race a million miles as they buy another smile from a jar. And their bodies are screaming for the water, and you know, you know, I just hope they can make it that far. I hope they're 75 and sunny, not 29 but a chance of flurries all the time. I hope we're all old as dirt, not new as every $25 ride that we try. Or to be 40, 35, mama stone with our backs to the wind. Better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment, son's the whole damn thing. And I say I'd rather be 75, oh how nice, how easy for me to say. I've never broken a bone in my life, let alone had my heart or a hip replaced. And I keep this furious pace. I still feel so good and strong. And I do get tempted for a taste, just a taste, to keep me going, 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 going. Going, 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 going. Yeah, but I got a notion that everything I learned been coming around. My devotion to the new thing and the next thing and the hip thing is slowing down. And I got a light in here, won't go nowhere, no way. And I don't spend every second smiling, and I ain't trying, but I'm excited for every day. 'Cause I'd rather be 75 and sunny 29 with a chance of showers all the time. I'd rather be old and in the way than this year's new kid running for my life. Or to be through at 52 someday, stone-faced and bleary-eyed. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment,
better believe I'm living for the moment, but these moments. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment's growing bigger by and by. By and by. By and by. Thank you.
I was looking for a bright side, Mama, ever since about the day I was born. Always headed for a bright light, wondering what it might have in store. Through the dark of the dead end roads and the people who were not what they seemed, left myself alone again with me. And I was looking for a bright side, Mama, when you took me and you set me down slow. Calm my nerves, ease my mind, and you hit me with the healing. You show me what the real thing is. Bright lights are blinded, and I need reminded that my life shines brightest when I see the bright side of you. For a way out of the maze in those crazy days, hung around long enough to peek out of the shade without changing my ways. I'm a champion, a prize fight lover, and I'm covered up with wounds from the war. But I'm yours if you want me, I'm yours. And I was looking for a bright sign, Mama, when you took me and you set me down slow. You calm my nerves, ease my mind, then you hit me with the healing. You show me what the real thing is. Bright lights are blinding, and I need reminding that my light shines brightest when I see the bright side of you. The bright side of you.